It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
If that line forms on the right, babe. Ha! Not that Maggie.
On this Monday morning, I got you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. Rami on the other side. And here we are. Another, you know, the Jets are amazing. Because here it is again. I mean, how many weeks in a row can we start with the end of the season? And then, like, Monday is the end of the season. And then we slowly build ourselves up as we start to look at the landscape of the AFC and the schedule of the Jets. And if you do the numbers and if you do this, and then we work our way up to say, hey, let's just, because we're so desperate. We are literally wandering through the desert hoping for an oasis. And we just realize it's a mirage every single Sunday. And it's hard to get mad. And I'm yelling and I'm not sure why, because I shouldn't be yelling. I mean, we're desperate for wins here. We're desperate for a football season. I get it. Even a Giant fan, I just want to watch football. I want to be able to turn on the TV and watch a team in here that plays meaningful games. And yet here we are over again at 3-8, 28-27. And look, there are so many different elements to this entire season. You could write a book, and there probably will be books written, about how this team was put together, the colossal failure that it is, the mulligan that was last year leading into this year, Aaron Rodgers' play. And, you know, I know we're going to focus on this game, but it's hard not to just look at this whole thing as a whole and go, have you ever been more, like, just completely baffled by an entire organization? It's unbelievable, the cloud that hovers over this team, that nothing can go right. And we could talk about Aaron Rodgers and this offense that obviously the first five drives of the game can't get a first down. The first half offense was just unbelievably bad. And we talk about getting off to a hot start. This team's incapable of it. And the no-show that was last week against Arizona to start the game like this, I mean, it's just disgusting. But it's not the offense in this game, honestly. And it's not good. And Aaron Rodgers, despite some of the numbers, if you just glance at it, say, hey, well, Aaron Rodgers wasn't terrible in this game. It's not his fault. Obviously, that's not the case. If you watch the game, he was terrible to start. And we'll get to the debacle that was the very end. But for me, the most puzzling thing about this team, and maybe it's not so puzzling after they fired the head coach, which clearly, I've been saying it for a while. I'm going to get tired of saying it. I'm not trying to, you know, I predicted them the AFC championship game. So the idea that I'm tooting my own horn, talking about what a disaster firing the head coach was. But I said it from the beginning. It made no sense. And this defense has completely fallen apart. Every aspect of the team has fallen apart. And while they probably never would have been a Super Bowl team or an AFC championship team or maybe even a playoff team, the season would be alive today if Woody Johnson didn't interject and fire the head coach to give it to this guy. Ulbrich is awful. This team is just tragically poorly coached. But for me, again, we all know the story of this game. It's the defense. This defense, right? And we all mock them, and when they compare themselves, and DJ Reed made the 85 Bears comment, right? We can forget all about that. Just the competency of this defense going up against the Colts team and a quarterback in Anthony Richardson who was completing less than half of his passes than an NFL where that's unheard of, where he was benched for the old man, not in the Jet uniform, the old man who used to be in a Jet uniform, the old man Flacco, who was brought back into this game to face the Jets to get back on the horse. And they allow this, like, and you know what's funny about this defense? And when I look at it, it's not even so much that they're terrible all game. And this goes back to even when they were good. Like, even when this was a top-tier defense, even when it was a top-five defense in the NFL. And really, that's what we screamed about, right? As we talk about this team, the craziness of it all is that the two things I thought, or that any team or any person who thought this team was going to be successful with all of its talent, the two main things were Aaron Rodgers is going to uplift this offense to just a level of consistency and well play and promising play and maybe some, you know, the ability to raise the level of Hall and Wilson. And it's been the opposite of that. But it was that and that you expected a top-tier quality defense. Those were the two hallmarks of what you were basing your decisions on. And they have been an absolute train wreck. And I know, you know, Mosley, Jermaine Johnson, they've had some injuries. I get it. But you've been able to run the football down their throat at times. The tackling's been awful. And then even the same thing that continues to haunt this defense back to even when it was good, when the game is on the line, this defense is atrocious. Even when it was good, even going back a few seasons. Like, just off the top of my head, I remember the Lions game a couple years ago where they had that game won and then they go right down the field. Like, even when this defense was playing well, the moments that they kill you are at the end of the game. And if you think about this right now, the two worst losses, arguably, now there's so many, who could get, but they allowed Jacoby Brissett and the New England Patriots to go right down the field and put it in the end zone to break their hearts. And now they allow Anthony Richardson, not once, but twice, to go down the field and stick it in the end zone. And you know what? To kill their season, let alone the game. And here's the thing about this defense. After, and to my point about when the game's on the line, after the touchdown that the Colts scored to go up 10-0 at the start of the second quarter. From that moment on, the next seven drives by the Indianapolis Colts resulted in 6 points. One was after the failed fourth down conversion. So that's what the failed fourth down conversion from the Jets leads to a field goal for the Colts. But listen to this over the seven drives. Just listen to the amount of yards. 10 yards, 2 yards, 7 yards, minus 11 yards and a fumble. One decent drive of 41 yards leads to a field goal. 3 and out -6, 3 and out -7. That's 7 drives and 36 yards. That's what the defense did while the offense was playing well. And I heard Lori say this a bunch about complimentary football. For a brief moment in time, they had Aaron Rodgers and that offense awaking from its slumber of the first half, going down the field, Breece Hall making big plays, Davante Adams running through people, showing toughness, big yards after the catch. They score 3 touchdowns. The offense is actually building momentum, and this defense allows 6 points. And again, one's 10 yards they get after the failed fourth down conversion with the, you know, with the tight end fake or whatever you want to call it. 7 drives for 36 yards, taking control of this game. The Jets are taking control of this game. And we could talk, and we will, at 888-808-1019. The unacceptable play from this quarterback. The end of the game and what he's trying to do, throwing the ball backwards, taking sacks, the inability to go down the field consistently, all of it. I'm not defending Aaron Rodgers. I want to make this clear. But there was a time in this game from the start of the second quarter until the two last drives of the game after the touchdown to Yeboah. From that touchdown to make it 10-0 at the start of the second quarter till the touchdown from Yeboah, the Jets are dominating the football game. They're dominating. And the offense has found itself. They're scoring points. They're dominating the football game. And it's going in one direction. Seven drives, 36 yards. And then the touchdown to Yeboah, and the game is on the line. And this defense folds. And whether it's, you know, obviously, whether it's Gardner's mistake, whether it's the safety's mistake, who cares? In that last drive, they go, what was it, six plays for 70 yards. That final drive, they make the 39-yard play to Pierce. That's really the game right there. That's the second play of that drive. This is Anthony Richardson. This guy can't complete half of the passes he throws. You have to, in those two moments, in those two drives, you have got to make him make plays. You cannot, because the one thing this passing attack did, I think a little bit more under Joe Flacco, but even with Richardson, they've been able to make some big plays. You look at their yards per reception, it's one of the better teams in the league. What they can't do is make sustained drives. You get into those situations, the one thing you cannot do is allow this team to make plays down the field. Keep it in front of you, make him make completions, because he hasn't been able to do it. He is a young quarterback who's already been benched in favor of a statue in Joe Flacco. He's coming back for his first game in your building against this defense, and for a seven.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Seven drive stretch. He's got 36 yards. And you allow him to turn it on, go down the field and get in the line, in the last touchdown drive, get 60 yards on three plays and be on the precipice of the end zone like that? This defense is a joke. This defense has been a joke. And everything I thought about this team heading into the season, all of the strengths I thought that they had, we knew the coaching staff was weak, right? I remember starting the year and I said, look, the quarterback play has been so bad for this franchise that it's impossible to get a good read on what kind of Coach Sala was. I said it over and over again. I still think there's some element of truth in that, but I can't tell you that Sala's a good head coach. And I can't tell you this team was floundering and had no business losing to Denver, although look at what Denver's done over the stretch. They're a blocked field goal away from beating Kansas City, and they just dominated the Falcons. That defense is legit. Now, that's not excusing the game. And I understand they didn't have a kicker. Greg the Leg was horrible before they made a decision. And that's the other thing. They get a 58-yard field goal from the kicker they're forced to play after the Chiefs snap up theirs. Like, it's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how different things have happened. And it's something new every game. But this defense, and again, my point was, like, the coaching staff we knew was bad. Right, you knew Sala, even if I defended him, I didn't expect him to be a great head coach. I just didn't think you could get a full read on him. And you got that full read. And firing was still a mistake, but the coaching on this team has been atrocious. But the defense, the talent, and again, Mosley, you know, the Jermaine Johnson, there's been some injuries to it. There is no excuse for the way Sauce Gardner's playing. There is no excuse for the tackling on this team. There is no excuse for allowing a quarterback completing 44% of his passes to go down the field 60 yards on three plays and stick it in the end zone to beat you. There's just no excuse. And we can get into everything else. The coach, the way he handled the end of the game instead of going for it on a 3-7 team to try and win the game right there and trusting his defense, or whether the using the timeout there instead of just allowing the delay a game and kicking a 40-yard field goal as a 35-yard field goal. Or how about just kick the field goal instead of playing games? We could talk about all that, but ultimately, this defense had an opportunity against a lousy offense. And listen, they held Taylor under 60 yards rushing. Anthony Richardson beat them with that. Those final two drives, it's all passes. That's Anthony Richardson with his arm, the most inaccurate quarterback in the NFL. A guy who started less than 30 games between college and pros against this defense. Went down the field two separate times. Went 70 yards two consecutive times. And on the last one went 60 in three plays. It's an embarrassing performance from this New York Jets team. And now, forget it. I mean, the season's over and you're stuck. And now we're going to stop after today. I'm going to take phone calls on the game, 888-808-1009. And we'll take calls about how miserable this team is, how miserable the defense is, how awful Aaron Rodgers was. And we'll get to it. We have 3 hours. I am not skirting the blame off of Aaron Rodgers. He was awful at the start of this game. He was awful at the end of the game. I thought they were, like, if you want to talk about what could have happened with Aaron Rodgers, right, and off the injury and what we've seen from him at the end of the season 2 years ago with Green Bay, wasn't his best year then, and you could have sold me on a lot of things from him. When he took the field at the end of the game, and I know that's with no timeouts, one timeout heading into that, it's an incredibly tough spot. And throughout the game, I felt like this. But he steps on the field at the end of the game, there is zero aura. There is zero confidence. There is zero, we have Aaron Rodgers. There is zero of it. Like, it's amazing to me because I thought there would still be some of that. Even if he lost his fastball, even if he hasn't been the same player, I still expected some level of, okay, offense, here we go. We have Aaron Rodgers. And there's none of it. You feel dead at any opportunity. Like, fourth and two to go win the game. You have Aaron Rodgers. You brought this guy here. He's a four-time MVP. He's a Hall of Famer. And you don't trust him to make that play. And you know what? I don't even know if he's wrong not trusting him. That's how bad it's been. But there is literally nothing. There is no benefit of having this guy. There is no will come through. There is no confidence. There is no aura. There is nothing. And he takes, Aaron Rodgers, and I talked about this on my Saturday show. Some of the great stuff about Aaron Rodgers is his ability at the line of scrimmage. And yet, the pre-snap penalties are still there. The delay of games are still there. And in that moment, Aaron Rodgers doesn't take bad sacks. This is a four-time MVP. This is a guy who knows how to finish off games. He's throwing the ball behind him and taking terrible sacks to end the game. Like, what happened? How do you put on this uniform and have all of your ability, smarts, confidence, four MVPs and a Super Bowl championship suddenly just be taken from your body? I don't understand it. Could he not make the throws? Can he not go deep? Can he not run 7 yards on a third and six? Are there certain things maybe you could expect Aaron Rodgers to struggle with? Absolutely. Looking like a shell of himself, throwing the ball backwards at the end of the game when you don't have with like 20 seconds left and one timeout, taking a sack instead of throwing the ball away. Like, these are things I didn't expect. The amount of delay of games we've seen over the course of the years, the problem with the snap count. These are the things holding this team back. The defense inability to get off the field. I cannot believe this team is 3-8. And I know many of you are laughing, saying, what do you mean you can't believe? What, are you an idiot? Yes, I'm an idiot. I thought they were going to win this game. I did. I thought they were going to win this game. They were dominating the football game. I thought they were going to win it. I didn't have any real belief moving forward with this season necessarily, but I thought they were going to win this game. It is unbelievable to me how bad this team is. It is unbelievable to me how they will find a way to lose. This is, again, I've said it, I'll say it again, this is the most perplexing team I can ever remember in this city. Bar none. There has never been a team. I know aware of it or remember it, but, you know, the Mets and the worst team money could buy, and, like, there's been a handful of disappointing teams and surprising teams and teams that have played well with less talent, teams that have played poorly with more talent. This, with Aaron Rodgers, this defense, this team to be 3-8 and lose the games in the manner in which they lose them, is the most perplexing team I can ever remember. It's unbelievable. And now we're done. Now we're done. No more. I railed on Saturday about how we don't talk about the game anymore. It's all about who's going to coach the team, who's going to be the quarterback next year. I'm sick of it. These teams, they put us in this position where we're not talking about the games anymore. Well, here we are. That was it. That was the last one. Now we don't care. And you know what? Now they'll start winning. That's how it works. That's what will happen. Now they'll win and they'll lose their draft position and they'll be in a more... Because again, as bad as Aaron Rodgers is, if he wants to play, I don't know what else you'd do. This is the worst situation you could possibly be in. How could they have gotten this so wrong? 888-808-1019. It is... The Giants are miserable. I think the Giants are a worse team. I think if the Jets found a way to play the Giants this year, they'd win the football game. That's how bad the Giants are. But at least the Giants have a path to something. I have no idea. The Jets are just spinning their wheels. They'll probably spin them next year to look just like this. And God help them. Who's going to want to be a part of this? Who's going to want to come in and save this? 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back. Take your phone calls on the Jets. We'll get into the other aspects of the game. But for me, we could yell about Aaron Rodgers. We can yell about the offense all within your bounds. To be pissed off at every aspect of this team, the coaching, the offense. But for me, this defense was on a roll. This defense had seven straight drives and gave up 36 total yards. The offense was putting the ball in the end zone. They had built up a lead. And then two consecutive 70-yard drives by the least accurate quarterback in the NFL, who had been benched for Joe Flacco the last few weeks, came in and went right down the field. Just like Jacoby Brissett a few weeks ago when they lost that game to New England, they allow terrible quarterbacks. At least right now, to be fair, to Richardson's the start of his career. But right now, he's not very good. They allow rookie or second-year inaccurate quarterbacks. They allow journeymen. They allow anybody who's under center to go down the field and break their hearts at the end of these games. And it's atrocious. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Come back with your phone calls next on The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.